Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off right here with WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host, Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
I bit my tongue while
I was
talking.
Yeah, you did. Stop. Don't do that.
Your last name has made me bite my tongue.
It's not a hamburger.
We got all that coming up. We also got some entertainment news for you coming up in a little bit. We got the 20 most Googled text abbreviations to get to.
Finally.
And 20 older names that will maybe be popular again, maybe not. We'll find out. We'll go over some of those.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yes. Every Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, we like to kick things off with the kitchens open.
Oh, no,
okay. Do we got new intro music?
No, I hit the over-the-back fence button on accident. I'm sorry, everybody. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
Hello, and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. You guys, I can't wait. I am so excited.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, goody.
Oh, not even Seth can bring me down today. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Brother.
Anything that gets you singing has got to be good. It's got to
be. Okay. I'll bite. What's got you so excited?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, of course. Get us all curious and then leave us hanging. That is so typical. I expect nothing less from you.
Come on, Melissa. Come on. Even if you don't want to tell us, it wouldn't be fair to have all this build up and then not tell our listeners out there.
Okay, you're right. Okay, for the sake of the important people here, our listeners, I'll tell you. Beth is in the building.
What? Right now? Well, who's home with the kids?
Hey, man, aren't they at school today? It's okay.
Come on.
Well, maybe Beth's not here right this second, but she is our newest team member at our sister station, WIRI, which is here in this building.
No, you don't. She's barely started, and you already have plans to hijack her? I can see it in your eyes. Just stop right there.
I have no plans. Zero plans, Seth. I just thought I would mention how great it is that Beth has joined our team.
Uh-huh.
We are excited to have Beth on board. She's going to be doing a great job doing some voice work for us. She'll be joining us on the weekends and stuff with, bringing you some great music on WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
She probably knows more about country music than I do. So, that's going to be a really good fit over there.
Well, to be fair, that's not hard by your own admission.
This is true.
But this is also a good time to mention that we wouldn't have this award-winning show without Beth's inspiration.
See? I knew it!
Pshaw, you know nothing. I just think it's worth mentioning that this whole show happened because of Beth. You know, she talked to me about the idea almost 2 years ago, if you can remember that far back, Seth. We were going to do it together, but since we couldn't get her on the payroll then, I took charge, and the show has become what it is now under my control.
Yeah, that's worth mentioning.
Oh, stop. It's an award-winning show, remember?
And the award couldn't have been won without my award-winning performance and James' technical proficiency with the sound effects on the board. Come on, you couldn't have done it without us.
Absolutely. I never said I couldn't.
Yeah, you implied it.
All right. I am going to look at both of you to your room now. All right.
I am in my room.
That worked out really good.
Yeah, was it?
All righty. It's time for me to jump in and stop the squabbling. Melissa, what fun, exciting kitchen topic are we getting into today?
Salmonella.
Oh, boy. What? That's not fun or exciting.
Well, everything can't always be sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns, Seth. Sometimes we have to talk about serious things. Eggs contaminated with Salmonella enteritis.
This isn't going to win us another award, that's for sure.
Could you stop being a negative Nelson for once in your life and focus on what's important? Informing people they shouldn't eat Milo's eggs.
Wow, what did Milo ever do to you?
Man.
Tony, too. Don't eat Tony's eggs.
Whoa. Why are you talking random guys' eggs and eating them? Exactly. That's never recommended.
Tony and Milo have Salmonella eggs?
Phil's
eggs are fine. You can eat those.
What? What is happening? Here. What's with all these guys and their eggs?
I know. I'm surprised by the fact that so many free-range or don't-come-in-styrofoam container eggs have some random dude's name on them.
Can we stop for a minute and talk about what we're talking about? I am so confused right now.
We're talking about the fact that there's been an outbreak of salmonella infections, and they're linked to eggs sold in Wisconsin.
Oh, great. Eggs are bad again.
Not all eggs, Nelson.
And negative Nelson's great. So is there an outbreak?
Yes. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the DATCP, or Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, is working to investigate a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections. The eggs have been traced back to a farm in Wisconsin.
Wait, I'm reading here that 65 people in 9 states have become infected with the outbreak strain of salmonella. This includes 42 people who live right here in Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. According to the Department of Health website, the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, though retail stores and food service distributors, and have now been recalled.
The recall includes all egg types, such as conventional, cage-free, organic, and non-GMO carton sizes, the expiration dates in containers labeled with Milo's Poultry Farm or Tony's Fresh Market.
Now the names make sense.
But where did Phil come from?
Well, when I read about the recall, I rushed to my fridge to check because I thought I had eggs with some dude's name on them. I did. But it was Phil.
Is it weird that cage-free, organic, and non-GMO styrofoam-free eggs are sold with some random guy's name on them? Is that a thing? I don't know if I've noticed this.
It might be a marketing thing. Maybe some test group thought that selling eggs that seem to come from a four-letter named chicken farmer seems somehow more trustworthy and real and totally not a factory farm production. I don't know. And that's perhaps a topic for another day.
Maybe you shouldn't choose the topics anymore. I'm not liking this one.
Maybe I won't. But moving back to our topic at hand, let's talk about the symptoms of salmonella so you know if you need to contact your healthcare provider.
Oh, that sounds like more fun for sure.
I think Mel's right. This could be important information for our listeners. I'm also checking the fridge when I get home now to make sure, because I got to see whether or not they're salmonella eggs. I just want to see if there's names on these eggs. Let's focus, team. Salmonella, or salmonosis, is caused by salmonella bacteria that are spread by eating or drinking contaminated food or water, or by direct or indirect contact with poop from infected people or animals. Nasty.
Of course, she makes me read the symptoms. I hate you right now. Signs and symptoms of salmonella infection include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, and vomiting that lasts for several days. You can experience these symptoms within 12 to 72 hours of eating contaminated food. The sickness can last for 4 to 7 days. Ugh.
Salmonella is a common cause of diarrheal illness, though in rare cases it can cause bloodstream infections, which can lead to death. Children, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems may have more serious symptoms. Though most people will recover from salmonellosis on their own, some people may require extra fluids to prevent dehydration.
If you ate any of the recalled eggs and are experiencing symptoms of salmonella infection, contact a healthcare provider right away. Let them know you may have been in contact with salmonella.
Now let's go over the names of the eggs again, since you guys made a mess of the beginning and it may have gotten a little confusing.
Who's causing the mess here? I'm pretty sure you wrote the script.
Shush.
Focus, people. This is serious. Darn it. Seriously, Melissa, this is serious. Salmonella is nothing to mess around with. Even with modern medicine, diarrhea can cause severe dehydration. If someone has diarrhea that lasts more than 2 days without improvement, they need to go to a doctor. This is serious.
You are correct, James. I'm sorry for making light of what could potentially be a situation that requires medical attention, but it's fun to mess with Seth while I still can.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
But you are right about the importance of seeking medical attention if you've eaten the eggs involved in this recall. They're from a Wisconsin farm, so it's a possibility for our listeners. It is real. Check your fridge for Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market brand eggs. If you have them, throw them away or return them to the place you purchased them for a refund. Whatever you do, don't eat them.
Are we done yet?
Yes, let's be done.
That's it? We're done with the segment? Wait a minute.
Well, Seth was being a brat.
And who wrote him that way?
I guess I did.
So who's to blame for this?
I guess I am.
Ah, vindication. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Just lower him down here. All right. Let's close the kitchen before this becomes a therapy segment for Melissa and I or something.
Thank you for joining us today for another episode of The Kitchen's Open.
If you'd like to become a sponsor, though I'm not sure you would with Melissa in charge, you can contact Pam at our front office by calling 715-424-1300.
Seth, don't do that, man. What are you doing? Of course,
she wrote it.
Of course, they want to want to sponsor this award-winning segment. We would highlight their business every Monday during the 9 o'clock hour. Every Monday. That number is 715-424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our head of sales, Ashley. Every Monday, Seth. Every Monday, they get promoted.
Yeah, all right. I see the value there.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Another great one, Melissa. Another great one in the books. Nicely done.
You know, Melissa, you've been writing these segments for so long, and you still have no idea who I am. But
you're the character I create. Seth,
that's exactly. Like that's
it.
All it is.
Oh, well, so wow, is that well said? Whoa, that was good. We look forward to another Kitchens Open segment next Monday. We're going to have a great one lined up for you, everybody. And again, reach out to our front desk. Be a part of the team here when it comes to the Kitchens Open. Or any of the great shows that we have going on around here, we'd love to have a sponsor attached to every one of them. It's one of the greater ways that you can not only promote your business, but to buy local, support local, and support those that support this community.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, local Laker on the radio. Got Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Big shout out to the nice work on The Kitchen's Open. A great way to kick off the hour. Nice work, Melissa.
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you're still curious and if you've been paying attention and everything, last week Mel and I had some fun going over like songs of the summer, the biggest hits of the summer.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Playing a little game of how many songs we knew and all that. That was fun.
I lost.
Got some really good feedback from the listeners on that one, Melissa. I meant to tell you over the weekend. They really enjoyed that one.
Okay.
So for those that don't know, don't feel too out of place, or maybe you can maybe join us on this one, because maybe you've heard Kendrick Lamar is going to be the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Woo! I did hear that.
It was kind of announced yesterday a little bit before the big game got going. There's a really good commercial going on right now with him talking to the camera about this.
Wow.
And it's just a straight up... It looks like Kendrick directed it, because it looks like a very stripped down kind of like, hey, man, I'm going to be performing. I want y'all to come on by, have some fun. It's going to be cool. It's going to, he's just talking it up. It's so interesting to see. This is not a guy who was ever comfortable in the public eye necessarily and has really like learned to be over the years of his career and everything. He's also kind of understood that, I'm in a position where there's almost nobody in the rap game right now that can be taken seriously. Like, they're all talking about Rolexes and women this and that and everything, and they're derogatory. They're talking negatively about their certain things. There's so much of that in hip-hop right now. And that's what there is of hip-hop. So much of them, not just hip-hop, but music in general, especially from younger artists, is unlabeled. You can't label it. It's all over the gamut. So he is kind of one of the throwback true artists of his era, of his genre, and young at it too. Not to mention a Peabody winner.
That's fascinating. Yeah,
Pulitzer Prize winner and everything for hip hop, for his lyrics and everything. Jay-Z, who runs Roc Nation, co-produces the halftime show. Kendrick is truly a once in a generation artist and performer who has unparalleled ability to define the influence culture globally. Although Kendrick's first time headlining, it's his second time at the Super Bowl halftime show. He was part of the hip-hop theme show back in 2022.
Oh, wow.
Super Bowl 59 goes down February 9th in New Orleans. All of this is well and good. This is all great. And one thing that I talked about with Melissa before, as one of Kendrick's songs came up in our list of most popular songs of the summer, this has been really Kendrick Lamar's summer when it comes to music. Certainly here in the States, but it's not just here in the States. It is around the world that his two big singles have just been. Look at the top 20 songs in Great Britain, top 20 songs in Latin America, any of these things. He's on every one of these lists.
That's impressive.
And for those that don't know, these are diss songs. And these are songs that are taking down Drake an, right. an artist mm-hmm. who is you can you it, there's no argument here. Drake is way more popular than Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Way more popular. He was way more popular. Right now, I just to put a PSA out there for any Drake fans, do not watch the halftime show. this is like there are beefs in music history. You got McCartney and Lennon. You have Neil Young and Lynyrd Skynyrd. For hip hop fans, Tupac and Biggie, East Coast, West Coast, yep. all of these things. I actually studied this in school once about musical beefs and in some of these things.
Interesting.
And there has never been anything in history like this.
Right.
But this is personal.
Very much so. Yeah,
Kendrick toured with Drake in his early in his career and feels that this is a fake artist, a fake human being and everything. Mm. And Drake made the mistake of taking a shot at a Pulitzer Prize winning writer. And this is what happens. Like, he comes out with two songs that completely destroy your career. There's no coming back from this. Drake can come out with an album 3-4 years from now, and these songs will just come back up.
That's true.
What Kendrick is, and it's not even just that. It is generational. Like, he's influenced, like, kids with this stuff. He's hit around the world. Drake is an international artist. He's a Canadian artist. He's mm-hmm. an international guy. He's made it so there is nowhere in the world that these Kendrick songs are not bumping.
That's fascinating.
And if that wasn't all enough, he comes out with a music video like 3 months later, which brings the song, making it even popular again. It was starting to dip down. It comes back and everything.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, like, okay, well, we're getting towards the tail end of summer here and everything. All right. Maybe Kendrick's going to let up. Maybe he's going to let up and Drake can kind of, like, you know, bounce back. Nope. No. Halftime show. So one of the things that Drake is made fun of for is that Drake will be jump on a team's bandwagon. This team is doing really good, so I'm going to show up at their games with the jersey, and I'm going to be in the. I'm going to be shooting hoops and everything with the team beforehand and stuff. So now Kendrick has even crushed that, where he's going to be at the Super Bowl. It's incredible. There's never been anything like this in music history.
Wow.
When it comes to beefs or anything like that.
That's. I think he should be, in the end, when all this is said and done, he should give a big thank you to Drake. Say, hey, dude. When you said that, you skyrocketed my career. It just went through the roof.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send a nice thank you card.
The fun part is when this all comes out in the open and they manufactured all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make him more popular.
I would 99% of the time, Melissa, agree with you. And I agree with you 100% that that'd be hilarious if that came out. I would put my money that is not the case in this one. There's some things that have been said by both of these artists, in particular Drake, where he talked about being abusive to his wife or something like that, where there's no documentation. There's nothing like that. And Kendrick's wife has gone out of her way talking about how much she loves that man and they love each other and how happy they are with their kids. And so Drake took some shots because he's not a good writer, and he took this personal, and that's where Kendrick went bonkers on him and everything and nuclear, where I don't know how he comes back from this.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I mean, every artist in history has been able to come back from beefs, and a lot of times what Melissa's saying is LL Cool J is a master at this, where he'll let somebody take some shots at him and then he'll just destroy them. And it helps. It helps both of their careers.
Right. Right. Yeah. So it's exposure.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not like that hasn't happened before. I would be shocked if it was this time. And I don't know. This is sad to me. You know those 4-day work weeks we keep talking about? Well, Jimmy Fallon's getting one.
What?
Oh, geez. The Tonight Show is going to 4 days a week. Starting with the new fall season, there will be new episodes on Monday through Thursday, then a repeat on Friday. Tonight was actually the only late-night show still doing 5 nights a week. Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, with Late Show with Seth Meyers, The Daily Show all do 4. And Kimmel has been taking summers off the past few years, and having a lot of guest hosts and everything. Fallon is signed with The Tonight Show to 2028.
Wow. Okay.
And the buyout for something like that is why he is still in that job.
Right. It's got to be.
Yeah. Now, this tells you, like, so many things of how this show, this iconic show of the of late night, and what's happened to it. Now, you used to be able to do five nights because, for one, nobody else was doing live show on Friday.
Right.
That's your time slot. That's mm-hmm. yours. You can own that. Everybody's doing repeats. You can do it. You have an opportunity there if you take advantage of it, if you have the right bookers and enough talent. They didn't. So now they might as well just go to 4 days a week.
Right.
And it speaks to not only the what's happening to late night television, mm-hmm. but to the Tonight Show, the most iconic of all the late night shows.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know,
it's tough.
It's and it's not just, you know, the Tonight Show. All of late night TV has gotten into a real rut. You know, these shows have been, they're all in a rut now. You know, I don't care who the host is or anything like that. They're all basically the same. You know, they have the guy come out and do the thing. You know, as pioneered by Johnny Carson, this is all, they're all doing the same thing he did. That's yeah. all. But the reason he did so good is because A, he was good at it, and B, he came up with
Johnny
it.
Carson.
Yeah, he's yeah. the one that came, you know, he came up with all it. These things and all that stuff. With it, I got to say a quick shout out to Steve Allen, because mm-hmm. he's the one that started the Tonight mm-hmm. Show and kind of did some of that too. But Johnny's the one who ran with it. We need something new, you know. I always liked the later shows anyway, because those could they could get away with more
yeah.
in terms of being yeah. you know like Craig Ferguson.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a weird show he had, man.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
it was fun. It reflected his personality, you know. And they did different things on that. That's why I thought that show was more, you know, Conan O'Brien back when he did late night. It was weird. It wasn't like the Tonight Show. He did his own thing with it, and those were the ones that I think were more interesting. But for some reason, when you're earlier in the night, you have to do it a certain way. You got to do it like Johnny did it, or whatever.
Everybody's afraid to take chances.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
because of the money involved.
Yeah,
because it costs so much to do this. Yeah.
I think a variety show at night would be fun. I think yeah. doing certain things at a certain time of night, right after your local news, or even incorporating local news into some type of Tonight Show type thing.
It'd be interesting, yeah.
I don't know how much longer any of these shows will be around, though.
Really? Because they cost too much, and who's watching them anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a matter of advertisers as well,
yep.
and how much that's going to be continuing, if they're mm-hmm. going to keep going into it. I could also see a lot of these acts, a lot of these artists going to, you know, afternoons. And moving their shows to afternoons. I could see some
regular
of that.
More talk show type thing. Yeah.
So instead mm-hmm. of having Jimmy Kimmel Live, you've got Jimmy Kimmel Afternoons. You've got something like that. I mm-hmm. could see some of that happening. They're going to need to find somewhere to put certain things, and they're going to find it. Jimmy Fallon is an example of this. The Tonight NBC signed him to that contract and immediately started regretting it, and now they're kind of stuck. So yeah. they're going to find use for it. They're going to make it.
They're going to do something with it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Speaking of money, Beetlejuice made $110 million in the opening weekend.
Wow.
That is the second biggest September opening of all time.
Wow.
I believe it.
Behind the first chapter of It, which debuted for $123 million back in 2017.
Wow.
It's also the third best opening of the year behind Deadpool and Wolverine at $211 and Inside Out 2 at $154. Obviously, Beetlejuice was number one at the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine was in second with $7.2 million.
Man, legs on that one.
That's insane. Congratulations to the team behind that.
Yep.
That mm-hmm. is going to be fun. I cannot wait to see it. I thought one of the fun things to do to kind of wrap up this segment were some Beetlejuice facts.
Okay, all right.
These are facts about the first one, by
okay.
the way. I should have mentioned that. It won an Oscar in 1989 for Best Makeup.
That makes sense.
Did you guys know Beetlejuice is an Oscar-winning movie?
I did not know that, but it makes total sense. Good makeup in that first one. Yeah.
Incredible makeup, especially mm-hmm. for the time. I think the thing that where I got lost with Tim Burton, now not talking about Tim Burton the person. Tim Burton the person, still don't know, you know, necessarily how I feel about that guy and everything.
Yeah.
But Tim Burton the director, part of what I got disenchanted with him was when the rise of special effects and green screen, where I thought the best part of his movies was always the kind of human element and kind of the wink and nod to the audience that, hey, we're all going to be in on this one.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be in on a world where a guy could be, you know, made into a human being who just, it was almost finished, but never finished it. So we're just going to put, you know, scissors on his hands and right. everybody's just going to get used
crazy
to that.
Premise, right? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's suburban America and some of the work that he was able to do with the, not as big of a budget sometimes. Mm-hmm. I thought that was more, I enjoyed that more than the green screen where everything is just like Tim Burton was able to make the world in his head into our world. Mm-hmm. But with green screen, it was all Tim Burton's world. And I feel like that was almost it just doesn't hit.
Does it translate as well?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's one of the things that I've been afraid of with this movie, with the new Beetlejuice movie, like any new Tim Burton movie. Like, oh, am I going to get old Tim Burton, or am I going to get new green screen Tim Burton here?
Right.
Angelica Houston was originally cast to play Dyla Dietz.
Wow.
She had to back out because of an illness, so the role went to a gross Catherine O'Hara.
Yes. Wonderful Catherine O'Hara.
I have to be fair here. Catherine O'Hara is one of my favorites of all time.
Yes.
Angelica Houston is amazing.
She's one of the greats, but yeah.
It just would have been a different role.
It would have been.
Neither one of them would do a bad job. Angelica Houston wouldn't do a bad job.
No, not at all.
It'd just be a lot, I think, actually a little bit darker. Probably. A little more later.
Catherine O'Hara is more, just in general, is more slapstick.
Yeah.
You know, she's got more humor in it.
Yeah. God, I love her laugh. Yeah. It was almost called Scared Sheetless.
Glad that didn't go through.
After Tim Burton jokingly suggested it to Warner Brothers execs who didn't like the name Beetlejuice. And he was just kidding, but they were going to run with it.
No. Oh,
God. They eventually ran with Beetlejuice.
Thank goodness.
Beetlejuice is named after a star called Betelgeuse that's in the Orion constellation.
Betelgeuse, or however that's pronounced. I've heard it pronounced several different ways, but yes.
Betelgeuse, I think I've heard it pronounced too. You're right. Harry Belafonte's Deo played at Glenn Shedick's funeral in 2010. He played Otho, the interior decorator, the bigger guy, the interior decorator and everything. He asked for this, by the way. He wanted Deo to be played at his funeral.
And Harry Belafonte, wow. Yep. Nice.
That's pretty cool. Beetlejuice only appears on screen for 17.5 minutes out of the 92-minute runtime.
And I would say that's why it was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too much of that particular character would be too much.
Exactly.
He has to be summoned. So, you know, it wouldn't make sense for him to be in too much of the movie. As a side note, and I hope this is not a spoiler. If it is, earmuffs, everybody. It was very important to Tim Burton. And part of the reason Michael Keaton signed on is because they did the same thing with the second one.
Excellent. That's smart. Very smart.
It's almost exactly the same amount of runtime.
Oh, see, that's sounds like, I mean, obviously people have gone to see it, but it sounds like the reviews are pretty good too. So
yeah, even before this weekend, I heard incredible reviews for it, which I was really surprised by for a movie that's kind of a sequel,
a belated sequel.
Yeah, yeah. In 1990, there was development for a sequel called Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii.
no, really? Oh, no.
Were they going to try to start like an Ernest franchise?
Right? I don't know. Yeah. Burton was too busy with Batman Returns, so it didn't go anywhere. And they were having a very hard time trying to get Michael Keaton to agree. So.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Burton, of course, as we mentioned the other day, Sammy Davis Jr., he wanted to play Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out. So producer David Geffen was the one who suggested Michael Keaton.
David Geffen did one good thing in his life. Wow.
Right. Nicely said.
David Geffen.
Some of the actresses who turned down the role of Lydia include Sarah Jessica Parker, Jennifer Connelly, Molly Ringwald, Brooke Shields, and Diane Lane.
Wow. There's a list for you.
How about that? That is interesting.
They all regret that.
I have a hard time imagining anyone other than Winona Ryder.
Oh,
I really do. Wow.
There is no role that Winona Ryder has ever played that I can picture anybody else in but Winona Ryder. Yeah, 100%, especially this one.
So biased. Anyway.
Yes, incredibly. But I'm not wrong. I ain't wrong either. We will come back and get into the 20 most Googled text abbreviations.
We've got
that one and 20 older names that may or may not come back.
We'll see.
We'll find out if Melissa, Seth, or James are in that list coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
We got good stories of the day on the way. We're going to tell you our schedule as well. But right now, you want to be hip, don't you? You want to at least have a little bit of insight into some of these cool things. Maybe you're okay with not knowing everything, but having a little bit of understanding would go a long way.
James, it's hip to be squared, which made me very square just now by just saying that.
God, yes. I felt that in my soul.
Yep.
Oh, that hurt. Now, I also another side thing, how much would it freak out your younger family members or friends or anything like that if you know some of these things and they don't see that coming?
Oh, goodness.
A website came up with a list of 114 popular text message abbreviations and then looked through Google search data to see which ones people are still asking Google to define.
Okay.
Thankfully, people are not Googling what does LOL mean.
Lots of love.
Nice. But there are some surprises with this one.
All right.
And this does look like it is in order. So we'll go through right from the. You want to go from the top or the bottom? You want to go?
Let's go from the top. Let's see right. The big ones first.
Number one, the average people have searched the most SMH.
SMH.
Average U.S. monthly searches 231,000.
Wow.
Okay. 231,000.
I know that one.
You do? I don't. I do not know.
Shake my head.
Shake
my head. That's okay, one, very good.
Melissa one from Melissa. Right okay, yep. All right. Shaking my head.
I'm hip. I'm cool.
Yep. You got to just go ahead and strut. Go and strut.
Oh, God.
POV. POV. Average U.S. monthly searches, 156,000.
Okay. I'm guessing
you don't
it's
know
not,
this one either, Seth.
I was going to say it's not point of view, is it?
Or is
it? Oh, it is. Oh.
Hang on.
That's when they didn't change.
No, they stayed the same.
Okay, I want to stay the same. Okay.
One that you need to all be aware of, everybody, even if you don't know much of these, NSFW.
That one I know.
You have to know this one.
Yes.
It keeps your job.
That's
not,
right.
Not safe for work, everybody. It's not safe.
Not safe or suitable for work. Yep.
Yes, yes. FOMO. FOMO is a more popular one. I would think that a lot of people know that one.
That one I know. Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. TLDR. TLDR.
Oh, I should know.
I know this one.
I have told many of my family members and many people out there, I am allergic to TLDR.
I should know this one, but I don't.
I did not know this
one.
Too long, didn't read.
Really?
Nice. Oh, Liz is killing it over here, man.
Liz,
she's killing it.
She is hipper than us, man.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. This is just confirming it. IYKYK. IYKYK. They're just making stuff up now.
These are not things.
Younger people trying to just make us look funny and bad now. They're just making fun of us. Does anybody know that one?
Nope. They got me on that one.
I don't know this one.
Okay. And I meant to do this right at the beginning. I apologize, everybody. A little off today. Callers, call up and let us know if you know these. If you know these and you want to play along, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. So if you know, you know.
That makes sense.
Which is kind of funny. You have to look up if you know, you know. I think that's kind of funny.
Because you don't know.
I have heard this one, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard that one. And for over 10 years, I talked to like 17 to 25-year-olds all the time and everything and never saw that one. I did see this one a bit, OFC.
OFC, OFC. Sounds like I should know this one, but I don't.
It is the cheaper version of UFC. It is no. It is of course. Of course.
OFC,
OFC
of,
means
oh,
of course.
Of course. OFC. Okay, I get it. Okay. All right. Listen doesn't like it.
Nah, I don't either. No, I just write out of course. I will never use OFC. I will never use that. IMO.
I know that one.
Yeah, that one's a pretty old school one in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or IMHO, in my humble opinion, yeah.
IIRC.
When have you ever texted that, Seth?
I don't text any of these.
Yeah, right.
Ever.
It's fair. IIRC. IIRC.
IIRC. Wow.
I think I know this one, but
nope,
I don't. I can't recall it.
That's too good. IIRC means if I recall correctly.
Oh. Melissa did not recall correctly.
Nope.
So that's too good.
But I was so close.
She was.
We could
not
have
even
written
known
that
it.
Better. We could. It's too good. HMU. HMU.
HMU.
Yes. University that didn't do well this weekend. HMU. Didn't do well. Hit me up.
Hit me really?
Up.
Oh.
Hit me up.
I was going to say hug my something. Umbrella.
Hey-o.
Hug my umbrella. I like that better.
That's pretty good. AFK. AFK.
AFK.
Now, this one is trying too hard, if you ask me.
Probably. A lot of these are.
Yeah,
actually,
that's true.
Me.
It's true.
This one a lot.
Away from my keyboard. Away from keyboard.
Oh, what?
Away from keyboard.
Oh, come on now.
It's like BWB.
That's what I was going to say, Melissa. BRB. Why isn't... I would just use BRB. I don't know why you ever had to change that.
And how are you right typing back. This?
No. Right.
Right, yeah.
Away
yeah.
from my keyboard. What? I don't... Then how are you answering me? No.
NGL. NGL.
Not gonna lie.
Okay, that's the mm-hmm. yeah. Melissa's totally got me beat on this one.
OOTD. OOTD.
OOTD.
That's a tough one.
Now
I've heard this one. I know I've heard it.
Outfit of the day.
What?
Yep. Outfit of the day.
We've talked about this one before.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember it.
Because it's ridiculous. Like, how would you? What would you? This is.
That must have been a you and James topic.
Is this
topic.
The alternative to sending a picture of your food?
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
My sister is very, very much guilty of this one.
TBH, more popular one. Most people know. To be honest.
To be honest.
Okay.
TTLYL.
Mm-hmm. TTLYL.
Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you later.
Okay.
YOLO.
You only live once.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I think that might be. Is YOLO or is LOL the most popular of all of these? I've heard
YOLO out like spoken.
Yes, people say YOLO.
Way more than I have
and
seen.
And FOMO. Both of those are spoken more. And because they're acronyms, instead of doing like the initials, you just say the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to do with it.
Kind of like BOGO.
And
YOLO.
Finally, I had somebody ask me the other day what BOGO meant.
Okay.
It took me a while.
I'm not going to say, but this person was my age.
And
looked me dead in the eye. And I it was one of those moments where, okay, how do I handle this? Do I make fun of my friend like they would me? Or am I compassionate? Am I actually telling
what it means.
Hey, man, it's understandable. You know, we go along. There's no playbook for some of this stuff. You know, and all that. No.
That's very condescending. When I was working at the wine bar. We had a BOGO special. I'm like, what is BOGO? Is this a special drink? Like, what are we making?
I like that, though. That's good.
I told him it was the initials for this guy that came up with this business idea decades and decades ago and everything about how you could get a better deal for this. And, yeah. Oh, I don't know if he's still believing it or not. I'm going to have to wait until he talks to me.
Well, if he's listening now,
Angry text. I'm going to probably hear about that one. And finally, FWIW.
FWIW?
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Nicely done, Seth.
Seth got one over on me.
Yay. And I just guessed because I was thinking of the letters. I haven't heard it before, but yep.
That was good. That was nicely done.
And then they play the song by Buffalo Springfield after they do that.
Yep. You have to.
It's a requirement.
Even if it doesn't fit,
pops in there.
That's right.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We'll be right back.
Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
LA.
We hope you're having a great Monday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the company. Want to get into this one. If those that did not hear, we love to cover local stories. That's what we do around here. We are your local radio station. We cover central Wisconsin, like few, if any, do.
That's right.
But sometimes we got to stretch out a little bit in the state. Got to go to different places. And police of Wisconsin are trying to find the owner of a pair of domesticated chickens found wandering loose through a neighborhood. The Nina Police Department said in a Facebook post that the hens were found Wednesday in the area of Nicollet Boulevard on 2nd Street in Nina.
Okay.
The department offered some theories on why the birds flew the coop. Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Oh, that felt good. Including the desire to catch a chick flick or fear of the peak apocalypse or something. I don't know. They were trying too hard. Okay, that one had lost me.
That one, you know.
Perhaps they were just being a comita hens.
Oh, God. Come on. Oh, my God. The fact that you are a sick man. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I am. Yes, I am. Definitely. the chickens were taken to the Nina Animal Shelter.
Okay.
I'm not happy these chickens were loose or anything like that, but I am happy for the social media posts.
Oh, God.
They're so good.
For crying out loud.
Shout out to the city of Nina and the Wisconsin Police Department over there. Greatly, well, wonderfully done.
I don't know. Nina, you're on my list now. You be careful.
Nobody.
City of Nina.
Nobody's doing social media better than our police departments. They're fantastic. That's a good one. Do want to touch on some other local stories and some good stories of the day as well. And we do want to remind everybody we got some great local events going on. Let's get into our schedule first. And things get going after at 10 o'clock. We'll take you right up to Matt and Air on Air.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Jane's back, everybody.
She's returned.
Yeah. She's couple weeks off.
Somehow decided some reason to come back. I don't know.
Yep.
She loves her job.
I know she does. She's great.
We're excited to hear her back. I bet you she's got a ton of energy. She's raring to go. And her and Greg are going to have a great couple hours for you. Be sure to stick around and join us for that. Keep in mind, a little later this afternoon, we got the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie has just been on fire. Just been
fire.
Just incredible the last couple of weeks. Once she got back, too, just you're going to see a similar thing with Jane that you've seen with Maggie, I believe, and get back and just waiting to go. And it is go time for so many of our people right now that are covering the election. We are in home run up right to the election here. So there's going to be a lot of great conversations, a lot of good things covered there. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Join us 4 to 5 Monday through Friday for Midday Magazine. Got a really fun jam-packed one for you lined up to kick off the week, and I'll let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit here.
All right.
Our friends at the Arts Council, Sally Kistner, does an amazing job bringing in these local talents, these local guests, or not local talents, I'm sorry, these just amazing people from around the world, talented to come to our area and perform. And we had a great interview set up with Colin Ray, and we were able, but we had to kind of. He couldn't join us during the normal hours that we do this. So last Friday, I talked with Colin for about 15, 20 minutes, and we got a great interview out of it. I have to be honest with everybody, it is one of the better interviews I've been a part of. And that's all credit to Colin. That's credit to him. He is a talker. He can talk.
He's a pro, great.
Yep. It was so much fun. So we are looking forward to tying that into our interview with Sally and Eric Britenacher today. Be sure to join us today at 4 o'clock. For that, we'll have Colin Ray joining us, who's going to be coming to town here real soon, everybody.
That's right.
Got Colin coming here September 26th. Be on the lookout for ticket giveaway over on WIRI Sunrise Show.
That's right. Ooh, giveaway tickets.
And we'll have the interview with Colin, Sally, and Eric today at 4 o'clock for you.
Okay.
Great.
And then we will have at 4:30 Andrea Mora, NAMI. We're going to be talking with NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties.
Very good.
Andrea, always a great talker, and we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
We will have some fun with all that. And then, of course, there is Playmakers for you tonight. Be sure to join us for that. Nobody Made a Highlight from the Sidelines. Get in the game Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6. And join us for our live sports talk show, Playmakers. And a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing for that.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mark your calendars, folks. Culver's Night lined up for the next month or so. I apologize. I was reading the wrong part. Come out and support your local VFW post by eating at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 10% of all proceeds from both the drive-thru will go to the Buckley Baldwin VFW post 2534.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Get on over to our local Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's and support our VFW at the same time, everybody.
Well, it's a good excuse to just get some Culver's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two good things at the same time. Make it better.
Mm-hmm. Seth, what did you have for us?
I have the only 1 week left, everybody, to get your books to the Moravian Church for the book sale. You have till Sunday the 15th. That is coming up here very quickly. Yes, it has. We've been talking about this for a couple of months. But yes, get those books in. Last chance to do that to get ready for the big book sale, which is happening this year, October 10th and 11th. And the bag sale is on the 12th, that Saturday. So make sure you get all your books in now and then come to the book sale in the beginning of October and support the scholarships for Mid-State.
Yeah, fill your bookshelves back up.
That's right. You got rid of your books. Now you get new ones. That's why books are awesome.
encourage you to reach out to our friends at the ADRC for all of these wonderful volunteer opportunities that are available for you, whether it's senior dining in Rapids or in Nakusa, being a leader or peer leader, or of course, being a part of Meals on Wheels. There are a ton of great ways to put back in your community, to help out your community, and to make some new friends, because you do Meals on Wheels, you're going to make a new friend.
Absolutely.
ADRC-CW.org. ADRC-CW.org is the website. Be sure to check that out.
All right.
We'll wrap up with some world good stories. Chicago has a tool library with thousands of tools for residents to borrow. Over 90% of the tools have been donated by locals, and people can sign up for pay what you can memberships that grant you access to the vast collection.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I love those. Because, I mean, there's so many times you have like that one tool that you don't have. You're not going to use it very often. Why go out and spend, you know, a whole bunch of money? Those are these are awesome. I love those tool shares.
Yeah. We need more of those. Need
we
more
do.
Of those.
Absolutely.
And a gigantic 38-pound cat has been rescued from a Russia hospital where it was being fed cookies and soup.
Oh, no.
It was named Kroshik, which means crumbs in Russian, after its ability to devour food.
Oh, no. 36 pounds? Yeah, I'll bet.
Crumbs may have not minded, at least at first, but it was no longer able to really get around. Yeah. So the cat is being cared for by vets. And yes, it is on a diet.
Okay.
Crumbs are going to be okay.
It's Garfield. Oh, we like Garfield.
I was just going to say that it's such a Garfield.
Super, not lasagna, though.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. And of course, I want to thank all of you for being our good story of the day. We greatly appreciate you guys calling up, joining the conversation, your text, your emails, all of the above. Keep it coming, everybody. And be sure to join us tomorrow for more great show. You two have a great day.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR. We are your locally grown radio station.